This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio. Catholic Review Radio is a weekly radio program and podcast hosted by Catholic Review Media, the news operation of the Archdiocese of Baltimore. We are grateful to our Catholic partners for the opportunity to bring quality Catholic programming to our listeners each week.
Welcome to Catholic Review Radio. Today we're going to be talking about men's Catholic spirituality. And our first guest is Deacon Harold Burke Sivers, known around the world as the Dynamic Deacon. He is a powerful and passionate evangelist and preacher with no-nonsense approach to living and proclaiming the Catholic faith. He's the host of Beacon of Truth on EWTN Radio, and his video reflections on the Mass readings are featured by the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. Deacon Harold will be the keynote speaker at the WMET Radio Fishers of Men Dinner April 26th in Northern Virginia. He's also the author of Behold the Man, a Catholic Vision of Male Spirituality, which is why we want to talk to him today. Welcome to the show, Deacon Harold.
Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Let's talk a little bit about, just in general, what is Catholic male spirituality? We talk a little bit about being husbands and fathers and all of that, but what does it start with? What's at the base?
Yeah, see, and that's how this book came about, because there was no books about an authentic Catholic male spirituality. And you're right. There were books about fatherhood, celibacy, priesthood, different aspects of what it means to be a Catholic man. But what is the theology? What is the Catholic understanding of what underpins that? Because our Protestant brothers and sisters have tons of books for men, but they're not rooted in the sacraments. They're not rooted in the Eucharist. They're not rooted in the cross of Jesus Christ, as St. Paul talks about. And so what I want to do in this book was undertake that task of looking as what is the actual foundational elements of what it means to be an authentically Catholic man. And so it has its roots in Scripture. On page 2 of the Bible, in Genesis chapter 2.
Right away.
Yeah. It says, the Lord God put the man in the garden to till and to keep it. Now, if you read that in English, you think, oh, he made him the gardener. Isn't that great? Well, hold on. The word till is abad in Hebrew. It means a work that's in the form of service. And to keep is shamar, which means to protect and defend. So what God is doing, he's putting the man in a garden and he's giving him his purpose, his mission, his vocation, his calling, his purpose for existing. Serve, protect, and defend everything I am entrusting to you as a man, right? So that's the first piece, that foundational element, serve, protect, and defend. Now, I talk about in the book, Behold the Man, what aspect of God is this? Because, you know, obviously, as human beings, we're limited in what we can know about God. What we can know is what's been revealed to us. And so the Catechism talks about this inner life of God and this outer life of God, if you will. Mm-hmm. Right. So this outer life of God is called God's oikonomia. That's where we get the word in Greek economy from, but it has nothing to do with supply and demand curves.
Exactly.
Oikonomia means the workings of. So how does God work in the world? How does he interact? I think the man, the male, symbolizes that. So, because you have the inner life, which is the feminine. Because remember, Genesis says male and female, he created them. So they both come from the one God. Obviously, we're different, right? Men and women are different. But there's a fundamental and intrinsic unity within that complementarity of male and female. So I theorize in the book, that women are created from that beautiful inner life of God that is then surrounded, served, protected, and defended by that oikonomia, that outer life of God, right? So a man lives out that calling in a very Trinitarian way in his role as a Catholic man. It could be a husband and father in a family. It could be a priest, or it could even be a single man. Doesn't matter what your state in life is. Every man is called to be a spiritual father. So what I tease out in the book, I lay a biblical foundation and talk about how we live that out specifically as Catholic men.
And why is it so important for Catholic men to embrace this or find it in a way that they may not know before, because there's a lot of women's Bible groups. There's a lot of women's faith study groups.
Yeah.
I remember years ago when I went on a men's retreat in my parish in Arizona. And at one point they said, okay, anybody wants to be in a small group, go to this side of the room. Okay. If you want to meet mornings, go to this corner. If you want to meet evenings, go to this corner. Okay. Now turn around and find three guys. You just have made a group. Now, nobody but the Holy Spirit would have put us together, because we didn't know each other before that weekend. We had nothing in common other than the fact that we were members of this parish and we were at the retreat. So how does that work where we encourage more men to find and embrace that and start working on this kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, the idea is that God is calling each and every one of us as men, inviting us into a relationship of loving and life-giving communion. All right. And so the question is, how do we respond to that call? Now, as you pointed out, and I even mentioned this actually in the book, when men think of spirituality, they think, oh, we're going to sit around in a circle and sing Kumbaya and talk about our feelings, and which just sounds like a very feminine thing. You know, and so that's why a lot of men resist becoming part of a men's group, you know, but that's it's very, very different now, for sure. When you look at contemporary men's groups, these are men that come together around a meal, because if you want guys to come together, you got to feed them, right?
That's right.
Well, it's typically a breakfast, because they try to get the guys before they go to work, or on a Saturday, they have a pretty robust breakfast. They sit down, they chat, they get to know each other. Then they watch something that's going to inform them about an aspect of their faith as a man that will help them to grow in deeper relationship with Christ. It's very masculine. So That Man Is You, for example, the Heroic Men Initiative at heroicmen.org. Fantastic, fantastic resources for men. Into the Breach. The former bishop of Phoenix, you know, wrote an incredible encyclical letter based on what it means to be on an authentically Catholic man. So there's just tremendous. The Knights of Columbus even has a men's initiative now. So there are a lot of very masculine programs out there that just that make men comfortable with speaking and sharing in a way that doesn't appear to weaken them. Because look, St. Paul says, I've been crucified with Christ. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. I want to know nothing, Paul says, except the cross of Jesus Christ. You know, so that vulnerability is where our strength comes from. Paul was afflicted with something in 2 Corinthians. We don't know what it was, but he said that the Lord said to him in that weakness he was experiencing, my power is made perfect in weakness. It's when I'm weak, it's then that I'm strong. Why? Because we need Christ's strength. As Catholic men, he gives us that in the Eucharist, in reconciliation, in the sacraments, in the grace from holy orders, in the grace that comes from matrimony. He gives us everything we need to thrive as men.
And a lot of times in our culture, we hear about toxic masculinity, and that's men who are, I guess, abusing their masculine traits, you know, and using them for power and control and abuse. How does Catholic male spirituality differ from toxic masculinity?
No, it's night and day. You know, this idea of toxic masculinity, here's the thing. When we move away from godly thinking, right? Because remember the temptation of Satan in Genesis 3. You will be like God. You don't need God. You're your own God. So the further we move away from a God-centered, God-thinking, God-minded, God-focused mentality, where we as men use our strength to make a gift of ourselves to others, right? That's why we build things and we construct things and we're logical things. We use that as our strength in order to make a gift of ourselves to others. Why? It's when we give ourselves away in love is when we truly find ourselves in God. Like Joshua says, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. But when we want to become self-serving, when our strength turns in on itself, where I become the center and the focus of all meaning and existence, where we worship the God of the Trinity of me, myself, and I, then that strength is used as a way to gain control for our pleasure and gratification. That's all it becomes. And it's focused solely on secular ideology, secular ways of thinking. So we see that in more relativism, this rugged individualism that so many young people are experiencing today, where it's just completely turned in on themselves. And so when the focus becomes on yourself, then you can't possibly make a gift to others. Catholic male spirituality is about reversing that trend. You know, we keep hearing the word metanoia, conversion. Metanoia or shub in Hebrew literally means to turn your mind around. Not just turn your body around, but turn your mind around, your way of thinking, your way of understanding. So that when we start thinking in godly ways, you know what happens? We become the men who God created us to be. That's the key. To become who God calls us to be as men.
We have just a little bit of time left, but if you met a man who was Catholic and searching for something spiritual, something a little bit deeper in his life, where would you have him turn to start?
Well, the first thing we have to do is be men of prayer. When we receive the charisms at baptism, of course, we receive the sanctifying grace we need to get to heaven, but we receive these charisms of priest, prophet, and king. Okay, so we think of this from a Catholic male's perspective. First of all, the priest. What is the main job of a priest? To offer sacrifice, to give his life and die every day of his life for his wife and children, if he's a husband and father, for the a priest, if he dies for the church, if he's a priest, or he dies to the thinking of his culture, if he's a single man. So we can bear witness to the power of Christ and the freedom that that brings, the freedom of following Christ. It's not slavery. Pornography in a culture, that's slavery. We're talking about freedom in Christ. The prophet. The main job of a prophet is to what? To speak the word of God. A prophet is someone who's authorized to speak the word of God. By our baptism, each and every one of us men are called to preach the truth in love, Ephesians 4:15. And that's to share our story, our witness. Because when you share your witness as a man, the other guy goes, holy cow, I didn't know he was going through that. Or, wait, I have that same experience. Now you have a shared experience that will help build and strengthens a man's confidence to do the work that it takes to become the man who God created him to be. And then finally, the king. What's the main job of a king? To serve. To serve. And that's what Jesus did. I've not come to be served, but to serve. And that's the model that we need to follow as men. Servant leadership. We are the head and the leader of our families because we are the chief servants. If we get those three things right, we can completely transform this society. Strong men, strong families. Strong families, strong church. Strong church, we take back this culture.
That is awesome. Well, if you want to learn more about Deacon Harold, you can look for his website, deaconharold.com. Got all sorts of information on his speeches and books and all of that. If you want to hear Deacon Harold speak live and in person, go to the WMET Fishers of Men Dinner, April 26th. Get information on that at grnonline.com and click events. Thank you so much for being with us today, Deacon Harold.
It's great to be with you. I'm very much looking forward to the dinner.
Thank you. After the break, we're going to talk with Mark Hartfield, who is with a group called Paradisus Dei and That Man Is You, which Deacon Harold referenced in our conversation here. This is Chris Gunty of the Catholic Review, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Have a burning question about the Catholic Church? Curious about faith, traditions, current issues, or ways of deepening your spiritual life? Now's your chance to ask a bishop. Call in to Catholic Review Radio and leave a recording of yourself asking a question for our special guest, Baltimore Auxiliary Bishop Adam J. Parker. Whether it's about the sacraments, church teaching, or everyday faith, no question is too big or too small. Your question may be featured on an upcoming episode of Catholic Review Radio with Bishop Parker. Dial 443-263-0230 now to ask your question. Don't miss out. Your voice matters. Again, that's 443-263-0230. And be on the lookout for our special Ask a Bishop episode coming soon.
With inviting surroundings, complete independence, and an unmatched quality of life, Mercy Ridge is the unparalleled choice for your retirement lifestyle. It's a way of living that promotes an active, healthier life. Located in Timonium, Maryland, Mercy Ridge Continuing Care Retirement Community features a beautifully landscaped 32-acre campus. The grounds, dining, and recreational amenities and residences are designed to provide a gracious lifestyle and a variety of exciting activities. Visit mercyridge.com.
Remember the spirit of your parish community, the power of worshiping together, the warmth of friends new and old who share your faith. Join us for Mass this weekend. Visit archbell.org to find a Catholic parish near you. Feel the joy.
This is Archbishop William Laurie of Baltimore, and you are listening to Catholic Review Radio.
Welcome back to Catholic Review Radio. Our guest this segment is Mark Hartfield, who is Vice President of Paradisus Dei and host of the popular Mysteries of the Rosary series. He graduated in 2004 from Franciscan University of Steubenville, and he was the first employee of Paradisus Dei and helped the founder, Steve Bowman, start That Man Is You. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you, Chris. It is great to be here. I'm excited. I'm excited to be in Baltimore pretty soon for the men's conference coming up in April. So exciting times.
Yeah. So you are going to be one of the keynote speakers at the men's conference, April 5th, the Catholic Men's Fellowship of Maryland Conference. If you want information on that, you can go to their website, which we'll give you later in the show. But in the meantime, first of all, let's talk just a little bit about what Paradisus Dei is. And then I want to get into more specifics about That Man Is You.
Sure. So Paradisus Dei, interesting title, right? It's a Latin phrase that means the paradise of God. And all the way back in Genesis with Adam and Eve, and even before Eve comes on the scene, Adam is placed in a garden. He's placed in a paradise. And the word for garden there is in the Greek, it's paradise. So we know in the end, you know, the book of Revelation, there's at the wedding feast of the Lamb, we're going to be in paradise with God for all of eternity. And God knows the end game. So he starts with that. He plants a paradise in Eden, but we know what happens, right? Adam and Eve, they sin, they fall. Paradise is blocked. God sends a cherub angel with a sword to block, quote, the way to paradise. Mm-hmm. But Christ comes as the new Adam in this new creation story. He comes back into that garden to fight this fight that we couldn't win on our own, right? This sin against an infinite good God.
Right.
And it's amazing what God does, what Christ does in the New Testament. He goes back into the garden.
Right.
As the new Adam, he goes into that Garden of Gethsemane, and he goes to fight that fight where Adam failed against the serpent. Christ is going to succeed. And with the wounding of his heart, and once again, we have this soldier and this spear. Now it's a physical soldier with a physical spear opening the heart of Christ. And we would say this is where paradise is reopened. Mm-hmm. In the wounded heart of Christ, in his life, death, and resurrection, God opens a way back for humanity to go back to him in paradise. And what was once lost is now restored. And so Paradisus Dei takes in all of that theology, and we say, you know, we want to help families and couples and everyone find the superabundance of God, find and adore God in their homes and in their midst. Because that's precisely where Christ came into the world, is through a family.
Mm-hmm. Steve Bowman, your founder, the founder and president of Paradisus Dei, said, wherever you are in your spiritual life, Jesus Christ wants to encounter you there and take you further. So it's not just meet you where you are, but let's go to the next level. Is that part of trying to help couples and families get to paradise?
Yeah, I really love that quote. And I think with That Man Is You in particular, but hopefully in all of our programming and hopefully with all of evangelization as we're out there doing the Lord's work, is we do want to encounter everyone and people in all different places in their spiritual life. And so evangelization is by definition merciful. It's merciful in the sense of wherever someone is in that spiritual life, wherever they are, if they are going to Mass on Sunday and thinking more about football than they are the sacred mysteries at hand, that's who we want to encounter. And so many of those men in particular are the men who are attracted to That Man Is You. We know that's not, their transformation is not going to all happen in a day. And even for us, we're still on this lifelong journey of transformation. And God always wants us to take one step further. We're not going to become saints overnight.
Right.
It's moment by moment.
Yeah. Is that man is you a program? Is it a class? It is a men's group. What is the essence of that? And where in Maryland can people find that?
That's a great question. We call it a program. We call it a men's leadership program. It's not a Bible study per se, but it's filled with scripture.
Okay.
It's not a class per se, but it's very catechetical. So we come up with a men's leadership program, but it's a 26-week journey that men take in their parish with other men, where we provide a 30-minute video for content. And then they break into their small groups for 30 minutes and discuss that content. And we have created 10 years worth of 26-week programs. So we have tons and tons of content, but I would say we're not content creators. We bring people together in community where they form bonds of fellowship. And truly, I would say what happens is they see, they have a new vision when they come out of that man as you, they have a new vision for what it means to be a man, what it means to be a husband, what it means to be a father. And they start understanding their role as a layman and their vocation to battle Satan on behalf of their family and to really engage in that battle. And if you go all the way back to Adam, as we talked about earlier, the question is, where was he when Eve was being tempted? And most theologians would say he's right there, standing next to her, doing nothing. And so one of the greatest fruits of that man is you is we're not necessarily saying, hey, men, go out into the world and do all these projects. We're saying, hey, man, remember your call. Remember your first vocation. Well, first and foremost, a man after God's own heart is year one of our program, then spouse, and then father, and so on and so forth.
Because you got to be a good man before you can be a good husband or a good dad, right?
Hey, man, because you can't give what you don't have. And so in order, I mean, what does Christ say? Husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. So first we have to enter into Christ loving the church, Christ laying his life down for his bride, us, while we were still sinners. And so it's only when we understand ourselves and our fallen nature and all our sinfulness and shortcomings, and we have a God who loves us in and through all those things infinitely. He gives us everything. He teaches us what it means to be. He's the leader, yet he's the servant, right? He's the one who has all the power, yet he acts with humility and meekness. He says, learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Take up your cross daily. And so, as men, that has to happen first. And it's only when we understand a little bit more of his identity that we can say, okay, this is how I'm called to go back into my family and lead like Christ led, which looks like service.
Yeah, a priest homily I remember he gave on that very scripture passage you mentioned about, husbands love your wives as Christ loved the church, and he turned around and he pointed the huge crucifix above the altar and he said, "That's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about, that complete giving of yourself to save others." And that was an interesting, obviously stuck in my mind all these years later.
Amen. I mean, that's the commandment, right? Love one another. How? As I have loved you.
Exactly.
And then scripture says he proves his love for us, that he laid his life down for us. And so this is how we go about as men, leading through love and service and sacrifice and joy in our families.
So, what kind of message are you going to be bringing to the Catholic Men's Fellowship April 5th?
I think I have two talks. I need to look at that. Make sure I show up. And so I want to enter into this battle. I want us to scale back and look at the epic battle throughout salvation history, and look the battle that was raging in the garden. Look at Christ, how Christ came into that battle and fought for us, all so that we can again look at ourselves and the battle that the men of our day have been called to. We've been called for this time, and I hope to give really practical weapons of how to engage in that spiritual battle. And my sense is this. My sense in the Catholic space is we know there's a battle. Most people are also willing to fight, maybe don't know how, right? And again, we'll look at Christ in the garden, and we see Peter kind of gets a bad rap, but Peter actually is carrying a sword, and Peter strikes the first blow, meaning Peter's ready to fight, and he would have risked his life. He just didn't know how to fight. He didn't understand yet the weapons ultimately that God was going to use to destroy sin, Satan, and death once for all weren't the weapons of man. He wasn't going to use a sword. He said, put your sword into its sheath. And Peter didn't understand Calvary yet. He didn't understand humility. He didn't understand suffering. He didn't understand that in order to destroy death, Christ had to die and rise from the dead. And so I think the men of our day, that's a deep look, but I think the men of our day, we're called to fight. And that fight's going to be multifaceted, but we have to relearn service and sacrifice and love and prayer and denial and all these things if we want a fighting chance to convert this culture. Then we have to love people. Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, to get more information on the Catholic Men's Fellowship Conference, April 5th, go to catholicmensfellowship.com. It'll be held April 5th at St. Joseph Church in Fullerton. To get more information on Paradisus Dei, you can go to paradisusdei.org. And if you search for men's programs and that man is you, do a search for Maryland, you can find a little bit more than a dozen programs at parishes in the Archdiocese of Baltimore. Thank you so much for being with us today, and we look forward to seeing you in April.
Thank you. God bless you, Chris.
Take care. This is Chris Gunty, and you've been listening to Catholic Review Radio.
The Catholic Review is the only publication in the Archdiocese of Baltimore that covers the Catholic Church full-time. Pick up the monthly magazine at your parish or have it delivered to your home. Subscribe to our e-newsletter for twice-weekly updates. Just text CR Media to 84576. Follow the Catholic Review on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. Read it today in print or online at catholicreview.org. That's catholicreview.org.
Tune in to Catholic Review Radio next week. Available on WMET 1160 AM and 103.1 FM. Also, WSJF 92.7 FM in the Sykesville area and WVTO 92.7 FM in Baltimore City. Check us out on SoundCloud or your favorite podcast app.
Thank you for joining us for this edition of Catholic Review Radio. As we prepare for the week ahead, let us do so in prayer together as one community of faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let us also ask the blessing and intercession of our Blessed Mother as we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. May Almighty God bless us and keep us always in his love.